愿主耶稣祝大家平安。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless all of you.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考有一条大道称为圣路这个主题。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the topic. There is a highway called the Way of Holiness.
这条大道要引我们进入神的国度。
And this way shall lead us into the kingdom of God.
那我们可以在里面享受神所应许所要住的福气。
That in it we can receive the promised blessings and the promised grace.
我们要根据以赛亚书35章来查考今天这个题目。
So according to the scripture Isaiah chapter 35, we will study this topic.
这是我们的读经进度。
This is also a part of our Bible reading schedule.
我们现在请大家翻开以赛亚书35章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 35.
请看第八节
，verse 8。
第八节说，在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为俗民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不致失迷。
Verse 8, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others.Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
这三十五，以赛亚书35章跟34章这两章呢，基本上是以赛亚书第一个大段落，就是第一部分的一个重要的高潮。
So the chapters 34 and 35 of Book of Isaiah is a climactic point in the whole Book of Isaiah.
也是28章到33章的。一个结论
and it is also a conclusion, for chapters in chapter 28 to 33.
因为28章到33章，神一连串宣告了6个灾祸。
So for in chapters 28 to 33, God has declared 6 woes.
那就是论百姓他们当时候走错路的一些实际的情形
and to describe the actual actual evidence of how the Israelites have gone astray.
他们当时候怎么样得罪神让神需要施行他的公义来审判他们的一些应当要改变的事实。
And it records how they have sinned against God and the things in which they need to correct.
然后到34章就是先知当时候所宣告的，神要对整个世界施行他最后的审判。
And so, by chapter 34, it is a declaration of the judgment that God would release upon the people.
这也说明了当时候神的愤怒，他对这个当人执迷不悟，要走在这个灭亡的路上，神最后要施行的作为。
And so, these are the doings of God when God unleashes His wrath on the people.
但是到最后到第35章的时候，他又提到了神为他的百姓准备了一个国度，然后要保守他们能够得到神所最终要赐给他们的福气。
But by chapter 35, it mentions of a kingdom that God should give to His people that would keep His people.
所以34章在讲神要对付一切的罪恶。
So chapter 34 talks about how God would deal with the evil.
但是35章就论到神的国度末后最终的荣耀。
And by 35, it talks about the ultimate glory of the kingdom of His people.
那这个国度就是属神的城圣城。
And this kingdom is the holy city of God.
要让众民都回到这个圣城，有准备一条路，让每一个人都可以走进来的。
And in order for all to belong to this kingdom, there is a way prepared for them.
只要愿意接受的，愿意领受神的救赎人，都可以来走这条路，进入神的国度里。
Whosoever is willing to walk upon this way and receive redemption, may enter.
所以35章这整章的信息跟前面34章以前都不太一样。
So the message in chapter 35 is a little different from the prior chapters.
一开始你就看到他充满喜乐。
It starts out with full of joy.
看到神的国度里面充满荣耀。
to see the glory of God's kingdom.
所以当一个国度是神在掌权的时候，它整个里面，不管是人或者是景物，都不跟世界不同。
So when a kingdom is being overseen by God, then all of the inhabitants and the scenery within is much glorious and different apart from the world.
我们看第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
Verse 1, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
第二节说，必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀，并加密和撒伦的华美必赐给他。人必看见神的荣耀，我们神的荣美。
Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
第二节这里特别强调说，人会看见神的荣耀。
In verse 2 here, especially mentioned that men shall behold the glory of God.
然后看见我们神的华美。
And to see the excellency of our God.
那这表示说，在这个国度里面呢、啊，你就看到的是一个非常让你看得非常喜乐，然后你会觉得很安慰的一个地方。
So it means that in this kingdom, it is with much joy, and you can be comforted by it.
旷野干旱之地跟这些沙漠，他们都欢喜快乐。
The wasteland and the desert, they are glad.
然后他们。你看这里面的景象都是欣欣向荣的，而且是乐上加乐，欢呼。
And all of these sceneries are joyful and with much rejoicing.
这个就是一个这个国度里面充满复兴的景象。
And this is a scenery of revival within the kingdom.
好像本来是这样子干燥的，没有生机的，现在突然之间有很丰沛的雨水滋润，让整个欣欣向荣。
Where originally it was a much dry and desert land, but now it's like the rain has nourished the land.
这是怎么改变的？为什么旷野会欢喜？为什么沙漠能够快乐？
How is this change being brought about? How can desert or the wasteland rejoice?
这是来自于神的恩典。
This comes from the grace of God.
当神要改变这个地方的时候，这个地方就跟世界不一样了。
If God wishes to change this location, then it shall be different apart from the world.
那这个改变是从圣灵来的。
And this change comes from the Holy Spirit.
因为这个不是一般的世界上的事情。
But this is not a matter of the world.
其实我们今天在这个世界里，如果看到旷野开花，也知道一定是雨水降临的时候才会有的结果。
Today, if we see a desert blossom flowers, it must have been due to the rain.
所以三十二章第十五节说。
So in chapter 32, verse 5, it says,
32章15节
chapter 32, verse 15,
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变成肥田，肥田就看如树林。
Verse 15, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
这个圣经在讲一个属灵的国度。
The Bible is describing a kingdom of God.
这个国度要由圣灵来浇灌，然后会带来改变。
And by pouring of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God shall see transformation.
他说人怎么看见神的荣耀？
So how can man behold the glory of God?
他就要从神所创造物里面去看到，然后去证明说，哎呀，神的作为真的是可以让从死当中复活起来的。
We behold the glory of God by observing nature, by observing the revival of nature.
第二节那里提到的这个黎巴嫩、加密、沙伦的这些华美，它本来都是残败、很枯干的一个很荒凉的一个景象的。
The locations which verse 2 raises Lebanon, Carmel, and Sharon, these are locations where it is desolate and it is in decay.
你看如果看第三十二章。三十二章的第八节。
If we turn to chapter 32, verse 8.
三十二章的第三十三章，对不起，三十三章的第九节。
Chapter 33, verse 9.
三十三章第九节说：“地上悲哀衰残，黎巴嫩羞愧枯干，沙伦像旷野，巴山和加密的树林凋残。”
Verse 9, the earth mourns and languishes. Lebanon is ashamed and shriveled. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits.
这表示说，当时候这些地点本来应该都是很昌盛的，后来因为仇敌的蹂躏，所以后来他们就通通不一样了，变得很一片死寂。
So these locations were originally very fruitful and had thrived, but because of the destruction from the enemy, it is no longer so.
现在神要把他的荣耀华美再赐给他们。
Now God wants to grant these locations once again the glory of God.
啊，这个就是说，你看神的荣耀从这个地方彰显出来，他让一个本来没有生命的变成生机盎然。
So this is how the glory of God is manifested from death. It has come back to life.
我们从这里看到说，神的华美是在从这个他的受造物当中所彰显出来的这个现象来思想。
So when we think about how the excellency of God is being witnessed from His creation.
要怎么样让人家看到一个国度是很荣耀的。
So how do we allow people to see that a kingdom is glorious?
就是要从这国度里面的这里面神所救赎的人看到。
It is to see the glory from within the people of this kingdom.
就好像今天一个教会的华美是怎么彰显出来的。
So the excellency of a church, how is that displayed?
不是这个会堂很漂亮，里面的这些设备很高级。
It is not that the chapel is very magnificent and the facilities is great.
而是这里面的人都能够有一个很丰盛的生命力。
It is that the people from within the church has abundant life.
人要从神所救赎的百姓里面去看到神的荣耀。
People will see the glory of God from the people in which God has chosen and saved.
这是为什么主耶稣一直强调说，我们今天每一个信耶稣的人在世上是做盐做光的。
That is why Jesus emphasized that we as Christians in this world are the salt and the light to the world.
我们是神所救赎的百姓，我们就要能够彰显神的性情。
And if we are the people saved by God, then we shall manifest the nature of God.
所以人从我们每一个人身上看到神的作为，神的荣耀。
So when people behold the glory and the work of God from us,
那要让我们今天真的能够产生这样的一个很丰盛的属灵生命力，让人看得到，需要圣灵的浇灌。
And in order for us to display such a spiritual life and a spiritual energy, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们一个人真的被圣灵充满了以后，真的被圣灵浇灌了。
When we are truly being poured down by the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit,
那人在这个地方，在这个国度里面所看到都是欢喜快乐，都是欢呼，然后是乐上加乐的。
Then within this location, people would see a much joyfulness and a cheering.
你看到每一个人都充满喜乐，都是很茂盛，然后都是很蒙福的。
And when we are filled with rejoicing, we are very, very, very abundant, and we are blessed.
因为第二节说乐上加乐，而且欢呼，我们领受的恩典越来越多。
And in verse 2, we will blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing.
属灵的满足越来越充足。
And we are much comforted and content in the spirit.
所以这里在这个国度里面，你看到神的华美。
And so within this kingdom, you can see the excellency of God.
然后从第三节到第四节，我们先看。
So in verse 3 and 4,
你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固。
Verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees.
第四节说，对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看啊，你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应，他必来拯救你们。
Verse 4, say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
这两节圣经在让我们看到说，在这个神的国度里面的人，因为看到神必拯救的盼望而得到力量。
So in these two verses, we can see that the people in the kingdom of God have received strength because of the hope of knowing God will save them.
圣经在这里面宣告了一个很重要的应许，一个信息。
There is a very important promise being declared here.
他说：“看啊，你们的神他必来报仇，他必来施行极大的拯救，他必来拯救你们。”
It says, "Behold, your God will come with vengeance and with the recompense of God."
因为神要拯救选民，这个盼望让众人能够得到力量，能够得到鼓励。
And for God wants to give the hope of salvation for to the people so that they may be encouraged.
那所以那些软弱的、胆怯的可以重新得力，也可以得到健壮。
And so those who are fearful, those who are weak, they may once again receive strength.
那也表示说，其实在当时候，他们百姓神的选民那时候是在受苦当中的。
所以 at the time the people of God were suffering.
他们当时候其实面对强大敌人的压迫，他们觉得很无力、很无助。
They are under the oppression of mighty enemies from other nations. They feel weak.
但是这个地方，神给他们一个应许。
But here, God gave them a promise.
他神说：“我要来拯救你们。”
God said, "I shall save you."
然后我要对仇敌施行极大的报应，就是要来反过来审判他们。
And I will deliver my vengeance on your enemies and judge them.
那因着这样的一个神的应许，一个盼望，我们今天可以重新帮助那些软弱的手得到健壮，
because,
无力的膝能够得到稳固。
And because of this a promise and the hope that comes from it, we can once again help the helpless and strengthen the weak.
那这个鼓励的话，都是从因着盼望有这个盼望来的。
And so this encouragement comes from this hope.
所以你看，有时候有些人他在信心低潮的时候，他需要人的鼓励。
When a person is weak spiritually, he needs the encouragement of others.
那一个要鼓励人的人，他对我们所信的一定要有信心。
And for a person to encourage somebody else, he must have be founded in his faith.
因为当我们能够讲出有信心的话，才能够帮助那个疲乏的重新得力。
Because only when we can speak faithfully can we strengthen the weak.
所以有时候我们，你看我们弟兄姐妹在互相团契当中呢。我们要能够彼此造就，就是我们要说一些有信心的话语。
So when we want to edify each other during a fellowship, we must speak with faith.
我们要能够先从神的道理、神的圣灵当中受教以后，我们才有办法去讲出帮助人的话。
We must first be educated by the teachings and the words in the Bible in order for us to speak such words.
我们现在看50章第4节，以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第四节
，Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4。
主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
Verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak. A word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
这里他在讲说神他赐给我一个受教者的舌头，我先受教之后，我才能够讲出那个话去帮助人。
So here, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned and the ear of the learned. I must first learn in order to teach.
所以要让那个软弱的手可以重新坚壮起来，需要有人有信心的话语来激励他。
So in order for the weak arm to once again be strengthened, he requires words of faith to encourage it.
我们从神领受之后，我们真的对我们的信仰很有信心。我们才有办法知道怎么用言语来扶助那些需要的。
After we have received the faith and the word of God and be rooted in the faith, can we speak words of encouragement to others?
那要让那个软弱的膝可以稳固。
And to, 第三节
那里说无力的膝可以稳固起来。
And in order for us to strengthen our knee to make firm the feeble knees.
一个人如果膝盖没有力啊，就跪不下去了。
If a person's knee is weak, then they cannot kneel down.
所以你看，今天我们要怎么样帮助那个无力的膝可以稳固呢
？So today, how do we make firm the feeble knees?
我们一定要用代祷帮助他们。
We must intercede for them to help them.
所以圣经里面说呢，我们要 彼此相爱其实很重要的一点就是要能够彼此带导。
So the Bible teaches us to love one another, and in order to do so, we can intercede for one another.
耶伯他以前在受苦当中，他还没在受苦的时候啊。
When Job was not yet suffering,
他其实是一个充满爱心的人。
He was indeed a loving person.
我们现在看耶伯记第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Job, chapter 4.
耶伯记第四章
，Job chapter 4,
第四节
，verse 4.
这是耶伯的朋友，他跟他提醒的。
This is the reminder of Job's friend.
第四章第四节说：“你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的膝稳固了。”
Verse 4, your words have upheld him who was stumbling, and you have strengthened the feeble knees.
第五节说：“但现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷了；挨近你，你便惊惶了。”
Verse 5, but now it comes upon you, and you are weary. It touches you, and you are troubled.
这里在讲耶伯当时受苦当中，他的朋友也搞不清楚为什么你这个怎么你本来这么有爱心帮助人的，现在怎么会落到这种地步？
When Job was suffering, his friends did not know how come he is in such a pitiful state.
但这一句话也说明当时耶伯他真的是一个很愿意帮助人的人。
But from this verse, we can tell that Job is a person who is willing to help.
但是他的朋友，他现在来看他，他现在给他讲的话，就让耶伯觉得很受伤。
But now, when he is suffering, the words in which his friends are speaking to him has caused him much pain.
这是他的朋友一个叫提曼人以利法说的。
And this is one of his friend Eliphaz the Temanite.
你看第六节
，verse 6，
说你倚靠的不是你敬畏的神吗？你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗
？Is not your reverence, your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope？
意思就是说，你以前说你敬畏神，你现在怎么样？你现在怎么到这种地步？你怎么会变这样子
？So if you are a righteous man, how can you be in such a state？
意思就要去指责说，你一定有犯错，你一定有哪里犯罪了，所以你一定要悔改。
He wants to point out of his faults. He must have sinned somewhere, and he must repent.
那当时候，耶伯他听了实在很不服气。
But Job cannot withstand such a judgment.
因为朋友这些话不但没有办法安慰他，反而让他心里面很难过。
For these words coming from his friend cannot comfort him, but instead cause him suffering.
所以最后他跟他的朋友说：“你们真的像无用的医生呢。”
So in the end, he tells his friend that you are useless doctors.
就是你看到我的问题，但是你并没有办法真的安慰我。
You see my problems, but you cannot truly comfort me.
那我们就从这里就看到，我们要怎么样使一个软弱的膝可以稳固起来？不是用话，你们去一直跟他指责你什么错误。
So from here we can see how do we make firm the feeble knee. It is not to speak words of judgment to point out their mistake.
应该是能够了解他的那个当现在这样的苦境，然后用一个同理心为他祷告。
It is to come to an understanding of his situation right now and to pray for him.
你看，当我们一个人碰到、看到、面对一个人在受苦的时候，我们通常很难去设身处地去想说他在这种情况下会有什么感受。
When we see a person suffering, it is difficult for us to put ourselves in their shoes to feel their suffering.
除非我们曾经经过这样的一个痛苦，我们知道说啊，在这个过程当中真的很难受。
Unless once in the past we have suffered the same suffering, then we know that it is truly difficult.
那我们还会记得说我们当初怎么走过来的，我们才有办法真的去帮助一个这样一个人。
And when we remember how we have come out of this suffering, can we know exactly how to encourage and help them?
但是我们每一个人不可能经历所有的每一件事情。
But not every one of us can experience every trouble there is.
有些事情我们没有经历过。
There are things that we haven't experienced.
但我们还是可以帮助那些在受苦当中的人。
But we can still help those who are in trouble.
那怎么帮助
？And how?
就是用祷告，由神来直接帮助。
It is through prayer and allow God to help them directly.
所以，我们今天在主里面的人，我们互相帮助的一个最好的方式，就是在祷告里面纪念他们。
So today, those who are in the Lord, the best way for us to help one another is to remember them in our prayer.
因为有时候神的话语会让人有信心。
For sometimes the word of God can cause men to have faith.
但是我们如果讲出我们自己的话，有时候我们讲错话，就让人家很受伤。
But sometimes if we do not know how to speak and we speak our own words, it may hurt somebody.
但是如果我们今天我们如果能够真的祷告里面求神用圣灵直接来教导来安慰，那这样子就最直接而且没有副作用的。
So, but today, if we were to intercede for one another and ask God to directly help them and comfort them, then this is most effective.
所以我们今天在这个，在这个从神来给我们的盼望这里面，我们得到力量，我们就可以互相支援，在祷告里面互相来纪念对方。
So once we have received a strength and encouragement from the hope of God and the blessings and the promise of God, then we have the power to pray for one another.
35章的第四节说，对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 4, say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear.
一个人在胆怯当中，很需要人家的鼓励 跟提携。
When a person is in fear, he needs encouragement and uplifting from one another.
那神的话语才有办法让你有信心。
Only the word of God can cause you to have faith.
你看当时候，你说你们要刚强，不要惧怕。神当时候曾经三次对约书亚讲这样的话。
So be strong and of good courage. This is encouragement from God to Isaiah to Joshua.
那约书亚他得到神的这个鼓励以后，他就变得很刚强。
And once Joshua is encouraged by God, he was strong.
他就真的能够带领百姓，然后去征服整个迦南地。
And he was truly able to lead the Israelites to occupy the land of Canaan.
所以神能够叫我们刚强，神的话语让我们得到力量。
So the word of God can strengthen us and allow us to receive power.
我们现在看一下希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章看第三十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33.
三十三节，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, work righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions.
34节说灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
Verse 34, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became vigilant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens.
你看这里软弱的变刚强。在征战说能够显出勇敢，是因着信心呢、啊。
So those who out of weakness were made strong, become vigilant in battle. These are due to faith.
那这个信心就是要被有时候是被弟兄姐妹互相提携起来的。
And sometimes this faith is being encouraged by our brothers and sisters.
有时候我们在这个软弱当中，如果别人讲没跟我们讲一些鼓励的话，有信心的话语，我们真的会觉得说还是很有希望。
Sometimes in the midst of our weakness, if someone were to say words of encouragement, then we will feel much hope.
我们会懂得再回来依靠神。
And we will understand how to turn back to rely on God.
所以我们神所给我们的盼望，给我们的应许，其实让我们可以得到力量的。
So the hope and the promise of God given to us can cause us to receive strength.
那我们也可以互相帮助的。
That we may help one another.
我们再看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 35.
那神的这个拯救，神的应许，他如果来到以后，会带给一个所有的人很明显的改变。
And so once the salvation and the promise of God come upon us, and we can see a very clear transformation.
看第五节
，verse 5.
那时瞎子的眼睛必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。
Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
那时茄子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能唱歌唱。
Verse 6, then the lamb shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing.
在旷野必有水发出，在沙漠必有河涌流。
For water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
第七节说，发光的沙要变为水池，干渴之地要变为泉源。
Verse 7, the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
在野果躺卧之处，必有青草、芦苇和蒲草。
In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes.
在这里你看到说，这个神的救恩呢，拯救如果来到以后，那个残疾的就变健全了。
So when the salvation of God comes, upon us, then those who are lame shall be complete again.
瞎眼的能够看见了。
The blind shall see.
那瞎眼的看见，就是说他本来你看神的话语像亮光，瞎眼就看不见，但是眼睛一打开就看到神的话语，就是我们生命的亮光，指引我们的前面的路途。
The blind cannot see, and they cannot see the light. But when their eyes are open, they can see that the word of God is truly the light of the world, and to guide that will guide their way.
所以诗篇里面有一句话说啊，神，如果你开通我的眼睛啊，让我就看出你律法中的奇妙。
So that's why in the book of Psalm there is a verse that says, if you open my eyes, then I should understand the mystery of your law.
那我们一个人如果明白神的话语啊。这神的话一打开以后啊，他说就让那个愚昧的得到通达。
And so if the word of God, if our eyes are opened, then the foolish shall be wise.
所以瞎眼的看见表示说，以前不知道有价值的，现在因为眼睛明亮以后，就知道可以认得清楚。什么叫做可以应该追求的
？So what it means when the blind can see, it means that once he deemed as invaluable after the transformation, he can behold what it has true value.
那聋子的耳朵开通了
，and the deaf shall hear.
那聋子耳朵开通就是能够听到神的声音。
And to be able to hear means that they shall hear the word of God.
那能够听到神的声音，就知道说，哎，神的指示是什么了。
And when they can hear the voice of God, they can understand the will of God.
我们现在看三十章，以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章的第二十一节。
Book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21.
三十章二十一节说：“你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。”
Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Whether you turn, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
所以你看，这些聋子耳朵通了以后，他就听到那个声音说，这条路是正路，要走上去。
So when the deaf can hear, then he shall hear the voice that this is the way, walk in it.
那能够照神的听从神的指示走在这个正路上，当然就是。能够进入神的永生里了。
And if we can walk according to the instruction of God to walk on this way, then in the end we shall enter the kingdom.
然后第五节就说三十五章第五节是说，瘸子会像能够跳跃像鹿一样。
And so in verse 6, the lamb shall leap like a deer.
本来没有力量的，现在开始有力，可以力上加力。
Those who did not have strength now have strength upon strength.
像鹿一样，表示他是。可以跑很快的
，They're like a deer, which can run fast.
它的脚非常的有力
，They have strength in their legs.
所以本来没有办法行道理的人，因为神的救恩改变，就可以行出道理了。
And those who before could not walk in the way of the Lord now have the strength to perform good deeds according to the will of God.
哑巴的舌头能够唱歌了
，And those who are dumb in their tongue can sing.
哑巴本来是不能讲话的，现在可以开口来赞美神。
The dumb cannot speak, but now they can open their mouths to praise God.
所以你看，神的信息一进入人的心里面以后，你看有些人哦，他真的开始能够讲出赞美神、感谢神的话了。
So once the grace of God enters a person's heart, then they can truly open up and praise God.
然后第六节后面。接下来，你看神的救恩来到以后，他的改变就是那个活水从各处方都从各地都涌流出来了。
So once salvation comes about, we can see in verse 6 that water shall burst forth in the wilderness, in the desert.
到处都是泉源，都是有河水涌流的。
And everywhere there is a stream and there is a river.
我们知道在圣经里面，他在讲到这个活水泉源的时候。基本上都在讲跟圣灵有关系的信息。
When the Bible speaks about a stream or a river of water, it is always talking about the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣他来传福音的时候，他特别跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲，他说：“你如果知道那个活水的好处，你一定会早求得到这个活水。”
So when Jesus was preaching to the Samaritan woman, he said that if you truly understand the value of this living water, then you will pursue it.
你看当神给我们这个救恩，这个拯救要预言来到的时候，他同时一定应许要给圣灵。
So whenever the promise of God come upon us, God always promised the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵之后，那个到处就充满生命力了。
Because with the Holy Spirit, then it shall come with the vitality of God.
我们现在看四十三章，以赛亚书四十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 43,
十九节。
43 verse 19.
四十三章十九节。
Chapter 43 verse 19.
看哪、啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Verse 19, Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
二十节说，野地的走兽必尊重我，野狗和鸵鸟也必如此，因为我使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好赐给我的百姓，我的选民喝。
20. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen.
然后二十一节特别强调，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
Verse 21. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
所以你看神的救恩，他现在他说。他带来让旷野有水，让沙漠有河，让到处都有泉源，是要给他的百姓来享受、来饮用的。
So the reason why the salvation of God comes upon us, and that everywhere there is streams of water and river and pool, it is so that the people, His chosen ones, may drink of it.
那他的百姓是神特别选召来做的，他说要来述说神的美德的。
And these people are especially chosen by God to declare praises for Him.
你看，所以救恩带来的改变，就是让所有的人哦，本来他没有什么生命力的，因为圣灵浇灌以后，因为神的作为之后，哎，每个人现在可以感谢神，也可以了解神在我们身上的旨意。
And so the vitality that comes about from the salvation is so that those who are originally without life, who are weak, can now understand the doings of God and praise Him.
然后可以进一步的去为耶稣基督做见证。
And that they can further testify for our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后可以述说神所带给我们生命的改变。
And they can declare the change in their life that is brought about from God.
哦，所以这个叫做新事。
And so this is the new event.
哦，那这个就是神他应许给我们救恩，他在这个国度里面所彰显出来的作为。
And so this is the work that should be manifested within the kingdom of God.
那要让为了要让他所选召这个百姓能够进入这个国度，神现在特别准备了一条大道，要让他们走上。
So in order for His chosen people to enter into this kingdom, there is a great highway prepared for them to enter.
看回来三十五章第八节。
Let's turn back to chapter 35, verse 8.
这条大道称作圣路。
This highway is called holiness.
那所以这条大道是神特别准备的。
And this is especially prepared by God.
这条大道为什么叫做 highway 大道了？
Why is it called a highway?
我们在看到这个信息的时候，一定会跟主耶稣说，引到永生那个门是窄的，路是小的，不好走的。
When we think about this, we might ask God that didn't Jesus said that the way to eternal life is narrow?
那为什么这里反而说是大道呢？是 highway， 哇，可以走很快的。
But why is it said here that it is a highway that we should travel very rapidly on it?
其实这条路之所以称为圣路，是因为这个路充满很多很多神的恩典。
The reason why this way is called holiness is because it is filled with the grace of God.
这条路是万王之王他所临到的时候所准备出来的。
This way was prepared once the King of Kings has descended.
是要通到天上去的。
It is a way to heaven.
所以你看主耶稣基督就是那一条路。
And Jesus Christ is this way.
今天一个人要怎么样能够进到神面前去？
Today, how can a person come before God?
你看这条路到底要通哪里去？
So where is this way leading to?
我们现在先去看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节说，并且神救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上。
Verse 10, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their head.
这条路是要引神所救赎的人到锡安去见神的。
This way is to lead the people to Zion to see God.
这个锡安代表神临在的地方。
Zion is the location, with the abidance of God.
所以这条路要引人到神面前。
So this way shall brought people in front of God.
那这条路上我们在查考的时候，我们发现这里面充满很多的特性的。
And so when we study this way, there are many unique features to this way.
但是如果把它总括起来，这条路上是充满恩典的。
But if we were to summarize it, this highway is full of grace.
所以虽然路是很难走，没有错。
So although the way is difficult, it is true.
但是却是有神的恩典相随，所以走起来。并不会很辛苦。
But it is accompanied by the grace of God, so when we walk upon it, it is not that difficult.
所以主耶稣基督说，他我就是那条道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
在耶稣身上，我们可以体验到很多很多的恩典。
On Jesus Christ, we can experience many grace.
所以主耶稣他是带来恩典跟真理的那个救主。
So Jesus is the one who had brought a grace and a truth.
这条路让我们可以体验到，我们所走过的路径都滴满了恩典的自由。
And this way can allow us to experience that, throughout, this path, it is, filled with the, grace and the oil of blessing.
看诗篇六十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter, 65.
诗篇六十五篇的第十一节。
Psalm chapter 65, verse 1.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你以恩典为连岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下自由。
Verse 11, you crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance.
所以这条路，这条大路，圣路是恩典的路。
So this highway is a way of grace.
是要让我们可以见到神的。
It is to allow us to see God.
耶稣说，除了他以外，借了他，没有借了他。没有人能够回到神那里去。
Jesus said, aside from me, no one can see God.
但同时，他也带来恩典。
But at the same time, he had brought us grace.
看回来35章的第八节说。
Let's turn back to chapter 35, verse 8.
这条路称为圣路，污秽的人不可以经过。
And it shall be called the highway of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it.
所以这条路是圣洁的路。
So this is a way of holiness.
因为天上这个神，独一的神是圣洁的神。
For the God in heaven is holy.
你看，要进到圣洁的神面前，那条路一定是圣洁的路。
So in the way that leads to God must be a holy path.
所以人如果没有圣洁，见不到神。圣经这样强调了。
So the Bible stresses, no one can see God except for the holy.
在这个社会上，现在说什么叫做污秽，有时候我们会觉得说。真的是污秽吗？
So in this world, when we speak of filthiness, we might feel that is it truly filthy?
因为以前认为错的事，好像现在都变对了。
So the things once are deemed wrong and are now acceptable.
但是这个污秽人是从神的标准里面绝对标准里面去定义的。
But unclean and clean are being defined by the absolute standard of God.
所以因为神是圣洁，神的圣洁是绝对的，是不会改变的。
And for the holiness of God is absolute, it does not change.
要走在这条路上，这条大道上的人需要是成为圣洁的人。
And so those who walk upon this highway must be holy.
那今天对今天这个社会来说，要保持圣洁不是一件容易的事情。
In today's world and society, to uphold one's holiness is not easy.
但其实也不是不可能的事。
But in fact, it is not impossible.
因为既然这条路是神特别为我们准备的。
Because since if this world, this highway is being prepared for us by God,
他已经把它定义作圣路
and He has been defined by with holiness.
那这些要走上的路的走上这条路的人，都是他所选召来的人。
And those who will walk upon this path is being chosen by him.
主耶稣说，他的担子是轻省的。
Jesus said his yoke is light.
所以我们只要能够愿意倚靠耶稣，然后跟随耶稣，其实我们是可以走在这个圣洁路上的。
So if we are willing to rely on God, and accept Him, and we can walk upon this.
我们如果懂得倚靠主耶稣基督的保守，我们一定可以免去罪的束缚，能够保持圣洁。
If we are able to rely on the protection of God, then we can be freed from the bondage of sin.
今天我们的生命如果连接在耶稣的身上。
Today, if our life is connected with Jesus Christ,
我们其实就可以活出圣洁的生活。
Then we can live a life of holiness.
因此我们如果多花时间在祷告，亲近神。
So if we were to spend more time in our prayer to draw close to God,
我们对这个世界上的那个这个污秽的罪恶的世界就有最有抵抗力的。
Then we will be able to withstand the sinful world.
因为我们的源头是圣洁的神。
For our source is the Holy God.
我们从他支取力量，我们就可以过圣洁的生活。
And when we abstract strength from Him, then we can live a life of holiness.
我们看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
十一章，请看第十六节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 16.
十六节说，所现的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。
Verse 16, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches.
我们今天所信的主是圣洁的主啊。
Today the Lord we believe in is a holy, holy Lord.
耶稣基督他说他是葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
我们是枝子。
And we are the branches.
如果我们这个枝子连在这个树干上的
，if the branch is connected,
那我们就能够有生命。
Then we shall receive life.
那既然树根是圣洁的，那个树枝也就圣洁了。
And if the vine root is holy, then the vine branch is holy.
所以今天这个社会，我们要能够保持圣洁，我们的生命一定要连接在耶稣基督身上。
So in order to maintain holiness in this world, we must be connected with the branch.
我们在日常生活当中一定要祷告。
We must pray in our daily life.
一定要有神的话语。
We must have the word of God.
那我们一定可以保持圣洁的。
And then we can surely maintain our holiness.
因为圣灵他要帮助我们。
For the Holy Spirit shall help us.
能够活出圣洁的形象。
To live a image of holiness.
看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 35.
这条路啊，是专门为赎民行走的。
And so this way is is especially prepared for the redeemed.
表示说这条路是被分别出来的。
So this is this way is consecrated.
专门为神所救赎的人所准备的
，especially prepared for those who are redeemed by God.
那外人呢、啊？不是神所救赎就走不上去了。
And the outsiders who are not being saved by God cannot walk upon.
这条路其实是耶稣用他的宝血所打开的又新又活的路。
This way is a living path that is being paved by Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天。走在这个圣路上的人，其实我们都是跟这个世界的人不一样的。
So those who walk upon this path is different from the rest of the world.
被耶稣所救赎的人已经是被分别出来的。
Those who are saved by God have been consecrated.
那我们被分别出来，就扮演不同的角色，扮演世上的盐、世上的光的角色了。
And those who are consecrated, we have a role to play. We are either the light or the salt of the world.
我们称为主耶稣基督的代表。
We are the representative of Jesus
Christ. 在每一个地方的代表。
We are representative in different areas.
那我们今天之所以分别跟别人不一样，不是因为我们有什么特别，我们标新立异，我们有什么特殊的穿着。
And today we are being consecrated by God. It's not because we are special, we dress differently, or we are more intelligent.
而是因为我们有这个救恩的真理改变之后，我们有新的价值观念跟生命观念。
And it is because after receiving salvation, we have a renewed system of value.
我们在这个人群当中，很容易的就被凸显出来我们的看法、我们的观念跟 一般的世人是不一样的。
And within our community, within a group of people, it is easy for others to see that we uphold a different value.
所以今天我们走在这条路上呢，是被分别的。我们一定要有这个，一定要有这个自觉，我们一定要有这个肯定，我是跟人不同。
So we must, those who walk upon this path must have this recognition that I am different from the rest of the world. I have a special role to play.
我们现在看利未记二十章。
Let's turn to book Leviticus chapter 2.
利未记二十章。
Leviticus chapter 20.
二十四节。
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 24.
二十章二十四节。
Chapter 20 verse 24.
但我对你们说过，你们要承受他们的地，就是我要赐给你们为业，流奶以蜜之地。我是主你们的神，使你们与万民有分别的。
Verse 24, I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples.
这一条圣路是给那个被神所分别出来的人走的。
This highway of holiness is given to those who are separated by God to walk upon.
他要赐给我们的就是流奶以蜜的地。
And he is giving us a land with milk and honey.
这在预表着将来天国永远的永生。
This is to prefigure the kingdom of eternal life.
然后神说我是主你们的神。
God said, I am Lord your God.
也就是说我是带领你们走的人。
In other words, I am the one who lead you.
所以我们今天一定要 很清楚知道我们的身份。
So today we must clearly understand our status.
这条路竟然是给赎民走的。
If this path is given to the redeemed.
那这个被救赎的人就不是那个他没有规定说一定要多聪明，一定要 IQ 多少才可以走。
Then those who are saved, it does not matter how smart you are, how high of an IQ you possess.
只要被神救赎人都可以走上。
Whoever is being saved by Jesus can walk.
35章，以下35章的第八节，后来他特别强调说，行路的人虽然是愚昧，也不会失迷。
So in chapter 35, verse 8, it says that, should be, that whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
所以就是说，即使不够聪明也没有关系，也不会走错的啦。
So even if he is a fool, he will not go astray.
那为什么是愚昧的也无所谓，他也能够走在这条路上走得很安稳
？So why is it that even a fool can walk very peacefully upon?
因为这一条路是指示非常清楚，标示非常明显的。
For this way is the signs are being said very clearly.
也就是说，他绝对不会。只是你走错路，不会走错方向。你只要照这个方向走，一定走对。
In other words, you will not be led astray by mistake.
今天我们走这条天国路啊。
Today, if when we walk upon the path to heaven,
其实是一条非常简单，而且方向非常清楚的路。
It is in fact a very simple and a path in which the direction is clear.
它绝对没有这个弯弯曲曲或者是分叉的那个岔路让你。转错路。
There is no fork on this path or a twisted path.
所以你看，我们今天每一个人，他如果能够有一个简单单纯的信心来倚靠神，来照着神的指示生活，我们一定可以走入神的国度的。
So if we have a simple faith to rely on God to walk upon this.Path, then one day we shall be saved.
虽然有时候我们不像世人说，我们不太会想，我们不你怎么这么单纯就相信这样的话
？Although we might not be like the rest of the world who are very profound in their thoughts, we just simply believe.
因为有人就觉得说，你这个也不懂，那个不懂，那你怎么就这样信啊？那你不是这样子很迷信吗
？People would think that you do not understand this or that, and you just simply believe. Isn't this a superstition?
有人就说圣经是怎么来的？你都没有搞清楚圣经怎么组成的，你就这样信了？你不是好像信的有点莫名其妙吗
？People would ask you, you don't even know how the Bible comes about, and you just merely believe it. Shouldn't you get to know more before you believe?
但其实不是这样子的。
But in fact, this is not the way.
我们今天看圣经，我们很清楚知道我们所信的是谁。
Today, when we read the Bible, we are clear who we believe in.
我们很清楚的知道，神所给我们的这些信息，就是我们生命的指引，就是我们的路标。
And we are very clear in the messages to us for our life and our goal.
圣经是什么呢？
Today, what is the Bible?
圣经是神所默示的话语。
Bible is the words of God.
我们现在看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们看第十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
这个就是很简单的一个信息。
This is a very simple and straightforward message.
看着圣经，如果我们相信耶稣基督，我们就得到得救的智慧了。
If we read the Scripture and we believe in Jesus Christ, then we receive wisdom.
那么我们就可以真的在生活上得到神的完全。
And then in our daily lives, we can be completed by God.
所以今天我们的生活，如果我们愿意凡事来对照圣经，然后从圣经得到指引。
So today, if we are willing to compare our life to the Bible and receive guidance from it,
我们这个复杂的生活环境里面，我们的每一个难题都可以从圣经里面找到答案。
Then within our complex life, we can find solutions to every problem.
所以这条路是很清楚的，很简单的。
So this path is very clear and very simple.
即使脑筋很简单的人也不会走错。
And even a fool would not go astray.
我们今天其实用一个单纯的信心来相信圣经所给我们的教导。
Today, with a simple faith, we believe in the teachings of the Bible.
我们就用一个单纯的信心来跟主耶稣祷告。
And with a simple faith, we pray to God.
我们一定可以体验到圣经里面所应许给我们的这些福气。
And we can surely receive the promised blessings within the Bible.
当我们有一个简单的心，然后一个简单的生活，我们眼睛就很清楚，就看到我们所信仰的对象，也很清楚知道我们所要走的那个终点。
And so when we have this simple faith and we live a simple life, then our eyes may be clear to see who we believe in and the way in which we should walk on.
所以我们保持一个非常单纯的信心，可以让我们真的走在这个路上，绝对不会失迷。
So we must uphold our simple faith so that we will not go astray on this highway.
所以这条路要引我们到神面前去。
And so this way shall bring us before God.
得到永远的快乐。
And to receive eternal joy.
你看回来35章第十节。
Let's turn back to chapter 35 verse 10.
他说他唱歌来到西安，永乐就归到他们的头上了。
With everlasting joy on their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness.
他们得到欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息都逃避了。
And sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
所以这条路是充满快乐、充满自由的路。
And so this path is full of joy and full of freedom.
是让我们可以得到属灵真正的满足。
It allows us to truly be satisfied in the spirit.
在这条路上，每个人都可以唱歌的。
On this path, everyone can sing.
也就是说，每一个人都充满盼望，心里充满喜乐，充满平安。
In other words, everyone is filled with joy and peace.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们都能够一起来走这条圣路。
May Lord Jesus Christ guide us that all of us can walk on this holy path.
能够见到神，能够得到真正的救恩。
That we may behold God and truly be saved.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
192首。
Let's sing hymn number 192.